Ko moia wa Tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea News. The Three Waters infrastructure reform has survived Prime Minister Chris Hipkins' second policy bonfire, but local government minister Kieran McNulty says there could be some changes to the way it is delivered. He plans a roadshow to talk to council and affected agencies about the potential changes. That could raise questions about the co-governance structure and the current proposal which iwi want to retain.
I would encourage everyone that's got an interest in Three Waters, be it a Māori or non-Māori, just to see what it is that we come up with before we start talking like that, because there might not be anything to hold the line against. We really are looking at the best way forward to address the concerns of local government and also take on board the feedback of mana whenua.
Kieran McNulty. Blacksmere community leader Henare O'Keefe has thanked the Destiny Church-backed Man Up program for the work it is doing to clean up Hawke's Bay from Cyclone Gabriel. He says Man Up volunteers were some of the first in a month ago, and they're still going.
These people have walked the talk, including Brian Tamaki. I was beside him in the trenches with a shovel full of grime and dirt and in the hot, trying conditions. Forget about the blooming politics and your prejudice and bias. Their kaupapa, their mantra has been love thy neighbour. It's been pouring out of them. I've seen love in action.
Henare O'Keefe. Sports New Zealand has appointed a taumata to provide leadership for both Sports New Zealand Ihi Aotearoa and High Performance Sport New Zealand as they work towards achieving their titiriti commitments. Te taumata Māori will be chaired by Karen Virko, who is a current Sports New Zealand board member, and includes Whai Mutu Jews, Dame Hiniwahi Mohi, Sarah Hirini, and Raniera Proctor. Te taumata will also have decision-making responsibility for Māori investment. WOMAD has kicked off in New Plymouth with more than 120 performers bringing their music and dance from around the world to Pukekudo Park and the Bowl of Brooklands this weekend. Organising committee member Wharehoka Wano says over the past 20 years the festival has become a cherished part of Taranaki life, and it's great to have it back for the first time since the COVID pandemic. He says last night's pōhiri at Maruropatu Marae was a chance for manaakitanga and whanaungatanga and for guests to share some of their own language and culture.
We're ready to receive these guys and celebrate just being Indigenous peoples from around the world that have gone through all of the trials and tribulations of colonisation in some form or another. But you know what? We're still alive. We're still singing and speaking our language and telling our stories.
Wharehoka Wano says, based on last week's WOMADelaide, he's looking forward to another chance to see acts like Afro-Cuban rock star Sima Funk and Fantastic Negrito from the United States, who's playing tracks from his latest album, White Jesus, Black Problems. And that's your Wātea News.